You're enjoying dinner with a new group of women when somebody randomly compliments your outfit. At first, you feel really good. It's nice to feel seen, validated, to be noticed. But when you open your mouth, you say, "Oh, this? I normally don't look like this. Trust me, most of the time, I look totally busted." Why did you just deflect? Why did you just put yourself down? Why do so many of us have this knee-jerk reaction? And how do we stop? I surveyed more than 200 women and I asked them how they start a conversation with a woman that they're platonically interested in, and more than 90% said, by giving compliments. So if that's the case, we better figure out how to respond to them, not only when meeting a potential new friend, but even, and especially, with the friends that we've already got. So on today's episode of the Friend Forward podcast, I'm sharing with you, one, the three reasons why so many of us have a tendency to reject compliments, and two, a helpful acronym to help you remember exactly how to respond instead. Now, some of you have mastered the non-self-deprecating response, and you have no problem giving a confident, "Girl, thank you," when someone gives you praise. So I want to thank you for that and not being one of the many of us who are sometimes self-deprecating in response to something nice. But I want you to tune in to gain an understanding of a collective tendency that we sometimes have and use that knowledge to understand why women might reject your compliments so you can actually be positioned to call them out on it when it happens. Because at the end of the day, our compliment rejections aren't just small deflective habits. They're actually a signal of something much deeper. Let's get into it.
This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, I got you. I'm your host, Danielle Byer-Jackson, a friendship coach, speaker, and author. And when it comes to the joys, complexities, and misconceptions surrounding female friendship, I am here to help you through it.
Why do we have a tendency to reject compliments? A woman compliments our new haircut and we downplay it by saying, "Oh, thanks, but I don't know if I like it yet." Or a friend compliments us on the promotion and we say, "Girl, thanks. I just hope I don't screw it up." Where did we learn this? Somebody tell me. And why does this happen? So let me give you my three reasons, okay? You might have others. You know I always like to hear them. So at any point, if you're like, "Danielle, I have another thought," or this resonates with you in some way, you can DM us anytime at Friend Forward on Instagram. But I'll tell you this. I think there are three prominent reasons why we do this. And I want you to especially pay attention to the third reason I give, because I think that that applies most often, but I'd love to hear your opinion. So let me know which one resonates most with your experience. So the first reason some of us tend to swat away at compliments is because we simply don't like attention. And I don't know that that's necessarily a gendered reason, like women don't like attention, but some of us like to play in the background. Maybe you're an introvert who doesn't feel comfortable having the spotlight. Maybe compliments make you feel like all eyes are on you and it makes you kind of squirm and cringe. And the quickest way that you know to divert attention is to reject or deny that praise. If this is you, I encourage you to explore why you're so uncomfortable with these moments of attention. Maybe think of it this way. It's possible that some women are extending the compliment because they're trying to connect with you. And I know this sounds corny, but it's like they're giving you this gift. And so to swat it away is to not accept it. And it could also be interpreted as you telling them they're wrong. Like if I tell you that I'm impressed by your cooking skills and you tell me, "Oh, I'm not doing much. It's just simple recipes. Like anybody can do this." Then I feel like I've miscalculated. I've misjudged. And what I meant to be something affirming now turns into a mistake. A misunderstanding. If you know that a person giving you a compliment is genuine and you trust her words are not just mere flattery, but they're earnest expressions of her love or admiration, try to allow yourself to accept them as graciously as you would a physical gift and then keep it moving. I know that that attention may be uncomfortable. I also understand now that different cultures have certain norms and practices around receiving public praise or flattery and things like that. So I'm aware of that context as well. But I think if you reframe the experience, it becomes less about her putting you on the spot and more about recognizing her affirming you. Just a thought. The second reason that I believe so many women reject compliments is because they feel unworthy. I want to share this story with you. And this is actually the first time I'm telling it publicly since it's happened, but I think it illustrates my point. I was once a part of a woman's Bible study group where we were reading through this spiritual book together, one chapter a week. So about like the 9th or 10th week, once we've really gotten to know each other, we had read a chapter that was focused on self-worth. Now, by that time, we're comfortable with each other. We've seen each other for like 2 months now. So there's like this familiarity. And so the facilitators gave us each a set of 10 index cards. And there were 10 women in the group. We each got a set of 10 index cards. And we were instructed to write one nice thing about each of the women on each of our cards. So I'd write the names of all like 10 women, or I guess 9 other women, one name on each card, and then something nice about that woman on each card. You following? Okay. So then when we were done, we gave the cards back to the facilitators. She went through and redistributed those cards to give each woman the 10 cards from the other women around that had something nice to say about her. So she's getting the stack of cards, one from each woman in the circle with a compliment or something positive about her. So once we got our cards, we were instructed to silently read them to ourselves. And as each woman's reading her cards, you can kind of see the various reactions among the room. You know, some are, you know, getting a little misty-eyed. Some are kind of smiling to themselves. Maybe kind of like a little light laughter to themselves, depending on what the, you know, the content of the compliment. And some look a little nervous, a little uncomfortable while they're reading. But generally speaking, they all seemed to be pleased with what they were reading. Until the facilitator told us to now read those cards aloud. So in front of everyone, eyes on us, we had to stand and read aloud the positive things that women had written about us and say them aloud about ourselves. When we got this instruction, you could see women totally freeze instantly. As we began going around the room and women were opening their mouths to say what was on these cards, they were cringing. They were notably uncomfortable, fidgeting, couldn't make eye contact with the rest of us. Some of them struggled to get through the card smoothly, like to get through one sentence. They're kind of like stalling as they say it because they're so feeling so cringy inside. And some were moved to tears. I was so inspired by this experience that I duplicated it at a retreat that I spoke at about a year ago. It was a small, intimate retreat in this super cute cabin here in Seminole Heights in Tampa. And we all went around and we read our cards. One young lady was so visibly moved that she began weeping. So everybody kind of rallied around her. You know, somebody maybe is rubbing her leg. One's giving her a tissue. Doing what women do. Okay, like we show up for each other. We gave her a minute. And then when she had kind of collected herself, I asked, "Can you tell me what is happening right now inside of you?" And she told us that she has been told such ugly things about herself from her family growing up, that she has downloaded such negative, destructive messages about herself, that this is really the first time people have ever said affirming things about her. And so she was struggling to believe it. And and what she had been told for so long by her family growing up. I get emotional because I'm like thinking about it. And it was just such a sad situation. And it was really powerful to see that it was hard for her to accept us saying, "We see a light in you." And it was so obvious to us. We don't have any reason to flatter her. But she doesn't see that light about herself. And so any kind of praise, compliment, affirmation just totally broke her down because it didn't feel real. Let's take a break. All right, ladies, the wait list is live. If you've ever considered joining our Friendship Elevated group coaching program, it launches in November and the wait list is open now. So not only will you be getting lessons, homework, and a workbook that you can have lifetime access to, but also group coaching sessions bi-weekly with me. I would love to see you over there. The thing that I'm excited about most is that the first time we did the program, it was for 8 weeks. I've decided that I really want to settle in with you, so we've extended it to 4 months because I really want to witness and celebrate with you as you have true transformations in your platonic relationships. So we start in November, we end in February. So it's kind of a significant and kind of symbolic period of time that we're doing this together, and I would love to journey alongside you with it. So consider joining us today at betterfemalefriendships.com/membership. That's betterfemalefriendships.com/membership. I hope to see you over there. Whew. Okay. The third reason why women often reject compliments is because it disrupts our commitment to egalitarianism. Let me explain. This is especially relevant to being in a group setting, so getting complimented by a woman in front of other women. Now, I think this is kind of like this conversation ritual that maintains our commitment to being equal, to everybody feeling even. That's important to us. And you know I couldn't go too long without hitting you with some research, so here we go. In male-dominated groups, research shows that they value status-seeking, so they give more monologues in their conversations, they take an expert position on whatever subject they're talking about, they playfully tease one another with kind of like this verbal sparring, and they play devil's advocate. All of this in order to establish or kind of communicate like a high status, right? But women, we value connection and equality. So in our conversations, we tend to take more turns and we do whatever's necessary to make sure everybody feels seen and heard and valued. So a part of this is rejecting compliments. Why? Because if someone praises you, you feel like you've been involuntarily elevated above the group. And that can feel like a dangerous place to be, like you've become a target. And so you reject it by saying something self-deprecating to bring yourself down, which restores that balance that we value so much and ensures that others know you're not a threat, right? You don't want to look like you're feeling yourself. And so we bring it back down. Now, even though this is a cultural tendency, I don't exactly love this for us. So how do we come out of it? The next time someone gives you a compliment and you're about to swat it away, I want you to remember the acronym OPEN, O-P-E-N. And think of it this way. Whenever you swat away a compliment, you reject it, you kind of close that moment for connection that she was attempting with you. But instead, we want to leave it open to be warm, inviting to receive it and allow that connection attempt to land, okay? So open. And each letter stands for a possible different response that you can give. I want you to pick the one that feels good to you and keep it in your back pocket so you can kind of use it whenever you get these compliments without having to kind of do the mental labor of calculating on the spot how to respond without looking, you know, all that, okay? Open. The O stands for origin. You can respond by telling the person the origin of whatever it is they're complimenting. So let's say it's something physical they're complimenting, like your blouse. You would say, you know, this blouse, oh, thank you. I got it from H&M. I got it from this cute little thrift shop in Virginia. I got it from whatever. But you offer her information about where it's from. If she's complimenting you on an ability or something you do as opposed to like your appearance, because I know we don't always just get appearance-based superficial compliments, then tell her how you learned to do it. So let's say you just got done speaking and she says, wow, you are such an impressive speaker. Instead of saying, oh my gosh, it's nothing. I was totally nervous. I'm surprised you couldn't tell. No, we're going to say, oh, thank you so much. My parents were really firm about putting me in debate classes and stuff at school. So I've had a little practice. Okay. I'm telling you the origin of how I got the skill set. The P stands for pay it forward. So if it's hard for you to just kind of like accept the praise for yourself, then give it to somebody else. So for example, let's say somebody again, they compliment my style and they say, wow, girl, I love that dress. I'm going to say something like, oh, thank you. You know, my friend actually put me onto this brand and normally I wouldn't dress like this, but I trust her opinion. So all the credit goes to her. Okay. I'm not necessarily deflecting. I'm just like hyping somebody else up. The E stands for effort. So if somebody says, oh, I really like the way you did XYZ, you would say, oh, thank you. You know, I've been trying to be more intentional about that. So thank you for noticing or thank you for recognizing that. And then finally, the N stands for need. So if someone says, wow, I loved your singing voice. Like if you just performed at a little open mic, I don't know. Or if they're saying, man, I love your look, whatever it is, to say, wow, thank you for saying that. I really needed that today. Or I really needed to hear that. Thank you. Okay. It's gracious and it makes them feel good about giving it to you. And let me tell you this, there's research that shows that we tend to withhold compliments because we underestimate how much the other person will appreciate it. And we overestimate how awkward they will feel and how awkward we will feel. Even though most people say they like getting compliments. So there's so much, I'm not even going to get into like all the research, but there's a theme in a lot of research studies that finds we tend to not have a good grasp of how other people feel about us, how they perceive us. There's a disconnect between how they really enjoy and appreciate certain acts of outreach and then how like confident we feel in giving it to them. So when it comes to a compliment, if it comes to your mind and you see a girl and you're like, man, she is really rocking it with XYZ, to say so. And then keep it moving. It doesn't have to be a whole thing. But it's just so affirming. It feels good. It lifts her mood. Research shows it lifts your mood as well as the compliment giver. And so if this is such a part of our language as women, how we say to each other, I see you, I appreciate you. If it's our means for trying to connect and possibly entertain the idea of a friendship. If it's such a heavy part of our language, we have got to figure out how to do it right. So as your new official friendship coach, here's your homework. Listen closely. I want you to think about the best compliment that you have ever received. And then I want you to email it to me at hello@betterfemalefriendships.com with the subject line, compliment. That's it. Because I want us to start to get used to sharing positive things about ourselves, accepting positive things about ourselves instead of being embarrassed about it, wanting to minimize it, wanting to deflect. So it's just literally like the tiniest exercise in getting comfortable and allowing ourselves to be affirmed by others. And so I hope that this is helpful to you. I hope it gives you something to think about. And if you have any questions, remember you can always DM us over on Instagram @friendforward. And until then, you know that I'll be right here rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.